January 6th, Living Water, John the 4th chapter, verses 10 through 14, New King James. Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God, who it is that says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The book of John is such a rich book. In this chapter, we see Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. This was the woman to whom Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah. He did not do that often. As he's talking with her, Jesus also reveals himself as the one who gives living water. I don't know how many times I've read the fourth chapter of John, but it's more than a few. Yet this is the first time I ever paid close attention to what Jesus actually said about living water. I knew he had mentioned it, but it's more than a nice metaphor. To Jesus, this is a reality, a spiritual reality. I believe the living water that Jesus is referring to has to do with salvation. He is the author of our salvation, and he's the only source of the life of God that recreates our spirits when we're born again. So I know that living water is connected with salvation, and I believe the living water is connected with the Holy Spirit. In John the 7th chapter, verses 37 through 39, New King James, Jesus is giving more information about the living water. And I quote, On that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. By this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, the prophet speaks of the Spirit being poured out. And I quote, For I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring. Although the word water is not mentioned, the pouring of the Holy Spirit is mentioned. And God mentions pouring out blessing. So whether we're talking about a fountain of living water or rivers of living water, we can rejoice that the salvation, blessing, and the Holy Spirit have been given to us. Some have said that salvation is the fountain of living water, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the rivers of living water. I'm just thankful for the water of God's Spirit in my life. One thing Jesus mentioned is that when living water has come, the thirsty days are over. We can understand that when salvation comes into a person's life, the spiritual thirst that drives them is satisfied. Sure, we can still get caught up in worldly things and develop a thirst for what the world offers, but true spiritual thirst is quenched with the living water from God. I once heard an NFL coach who was not a fan of his players being born again. He thought it made them lose their hunger and drive. Although I believe we should represent the Lord well in whatever we do, I can see where that coach was correct. When the living water comes, we are not as thirsty for what sports, money, achievement, etc. have to offer. I'm not saying be mediocre, but a grasp on eternal things can cause earthly things to lose some of their importance and allure. We can all understand thirst. It's one of the strongest of all of our needs. We can go 3 to 4 weeks without food, but only 3 days without water. Outside of air, water is our greatest need. I'm so grateful that after receiving the Lord and the living water he gives, I don't have to search for any other fountain. Here's our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the living water you've given me. My spiritual thirst is satisfied with the life that's in you.